It's that time, listeners. Time for another ABB Solutions podcast. Mike Murphy here, speaking with industry experts on solutions that matter. Decarbonization. It's a huge topic, especially in your energy-intensive industries. Better use of energy, all while keeping accurate control, is a major focus. It's also an area where ABB can help. I'm very excited to be speaking with Emily Loudon Slager, Product Marketing Manager with System Drives. Emily is here to speak with me on the power control capabilities of the DCT-880. Emily, it's so great having you on.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Emily, let's start by briefly describing what is the DCT-880 power controller. When I hear power controller, I'm thinking VFD. This isn't the same thing, is it?
No, Mike, you're correct. This is not the same thing as the traditional VFD that we're used to within the ABB Motion teams. We are so used to controlling motor speed and efficiency, but this DCT-880 power controller is focused on heating power control. So this power controller is T for thyristor-based, and yes, there are thyristors in VFDs, but the DCT-880 power control, like I said, is designed to control your large industrial electric heating operation.
Okay, perfect. So you talked a few of the industries, but what are some of the applications you'll find this product?
Yeah, so really, thyristor-based power controller can be found in any electric heating process, anywhere in industry where you see heat. And some of the industries mainly that we work in here at ABB are within the metals industry. That's aluminum and steel in the melting and annealing parts of the process. Glass, also melting and annealing within the glass industry. Drying within the pulp and paper industry. Baking ovens, pasteurization and sterilization processes within food and beverage. And it really does keep going on and on.
Emily, you're bringing up some pretty energy-intensive applications. So I'm curious, what kind of power ratings are we talking about here with this product line?
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. They're especially within industries like metal and the glass melting industry. There are definitely some very energy-intensive parts of the process. So this DCT-880 is capable of incoming power ranges or line voltage up to 990 volts, which is not medium voltage, of course, still considered low voltage, but is considered very high low voltage. And then current ranges up to 4,200 amps, which at this time is industry leading. So we have a very high power range that we're capable of with lots of different types of heater. So depending upon the type of process, especially in the more energy intensive ones like we've just discussed, there can be all sorts of types of load. You know, there's transformers can be considered a load, and there's resistive heaters and infrared heaters and all sorts of different types of heaters that require specific types of control. And our DCT-880 product is capable of controlling those processes at these high power ranges, you know, 990 volts coming in and then up to 4,200 amps per, let's call it control box or brain box. We're capable of that per unit.
Okay. Are there any other feature sets that kind of separate this from others on the market?
Really, we have also an industry-leading ability to add in both digital and analog input-output. So if you have other smaller parts of your process, say a fan or an indicator light or something that you're trying to tie into the same process that's within your heating control needs, the DCT-880 can help you reach those goals in a smaller package.
Okay, that sounds great. Heat control, I want to talk a bit more about that. This isn't an area where I'm strong in, Emily. Can you talk more about why this is important to a user?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a couple different types of customer, really. For an electric heating power controller, you either have a customer who maybe already has an electrified process, so they are using electric heaters within their process, or they may be using a fossil fuel for their process to power their process. And some processes really necessitate one or the other, but as we see an overall goal of sustainability and circularity within our customers, as well as within ABB, we see customers moving more towards electric heat. And one of the things that's complicated or can be complicated with electric heating is, how do we control how the heater is functioning? So how can we make the heater as efficient as possible? How can we gather data off of the heater? And how can we make sure that ultimately our process is safe and is as efficient and effective as possible? So we want to create very little waste in the end process. And part of the way that we can do this is by controlling the heat as tightly as possible, just like we do with speed on a motor, right? You can run a motor open 100%, but you're not going to get very good process control or output or efficiency from your end process if you run that way.
Okay, that's a great analogy. Emily, how is this product helping solve decarbonization challenges all these facilities are facing? And can you kind of tie this into sustainability as well, sustainability targets?
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. So as we just touched on, some processes within heavy industry still are burning fossil fuels in order to make their end product. And many customers are looking at their carbon footprint overall, and they have goals over the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years and beyond to lessen that carbon footprint. One of the many levers they can pull is by making their inputs to their process greener. And ABB has a long history of electrifying processes for our customers so that they can help reach their sustainability targets. So, you know, as an example, we've got steel manufacturers out there in our world that are using fossil fuels in order to manufacture raw steel. Many of our large steel partners are moving towards electrifying parts of their process. And these are really big steel manufacturing giants. By them moving towards something like electrifying their annealing process, that can be done at a medium temperature that needs to be very tightly controlled to control the outcome of the product. If we electrify a part of the process, such as annealing, it goes a long way in the overall sustainability targets of some of these large customers.
Okay. I want to go into a bit more detail with the product. What is this device actually controlling? I guess my question is, how does it work?
Sure. So thyristor-based technology for heating control really is not a new technology. So this is by no means something ABB has invented. You know, we're not reinventing the wheel. We're using a very tried and true technology. The DCT power control really shines with all of the other auxiliary things that it's able to do for our customers. So a power controller is intaking power from main or line voltage. It's bringing it into the controller. It is rectifying it, and it's feeding your heating process with only the amount of power it needs to run at however much power you're requesting. So again, similar to that analogy with a VFD and a motor, your motor may only require 60% power to run the process at any given point within its cycle. Same with heating. You may not require 100% heat. So this is the intermediary, we would call it the brain box, that's taking in incoming line power, incoming line voltage. It's transforming it, and it's giving it to your process in a more controlled way.
Okay. Brain box. Okay. speaking of this brain box, can you talk about some of the types of data that a customer would want to measure?
Sure. I mean, as we get further and further into topics such as Industry 4.0 and predictive maintenance, data is a huge topic. But as far as power control and temperature control, one of the things that differentiates our DCT-880 from other thyristor power controls on the market is our ability to control both power and temperature. So many customers, if they need to control both of these parts of the process, they will have two different types of solution or two different types of product that have to talk to one another just to control both of those things. Within the DCT-880, we're able to control both power and temperature. But we don't just control them, we can log those types of data sets as well. So a customer might want to know if their product is or their process is getting hotter over time. That may be an indicator that one of their heater banks is about to fail. And they may want to go look at that specific area and find out why they're getting, whether it's greater or lesser power out of that area or greater or lesser temperature out of that area. We can log these types of data and try to ensure really the health of their overall output as a goal.
Oh, that's great. It's almost as if it's kind of like a hand raise. If data points are starting to get out of whack, it's like, you know, hey, come look at me. I like that. That's great.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Emily, I always kind of like to put myself in the user's shoes. So I'm interested in a typical setup. How simple is the setting of parameters on this product?
Sure. Well, the DCT 880, if a customer is already familiar with ABB products, we have several products that are within the 880 family. So we have our ACS 880 product. Now that's a VFD, a variable frequency drive for AC motors. We have many, many different types of drive that are within that family. We have the DCS 880. That's similar to the ACS 880, but it's for control of a DC motor. And then we have the DCT 880, as we're talking about here today, the thyristor power controller. So the idea with this product family is that they have a very similar look and feel. So if you look at an ACS 880 controlling an AC motor in a panel that's a similar size as, say, a DCT 880, you're going to look at that front panel and it's going to look very similar. And it's the same mindset with the parameter setup. So of course, with an AC motor or a DC motor or temperature control, you are going to have different parameters that apply, but they're in similar locations, and the composer and configuration software and application programming are going to look very similar to a user. So that was the true idea with the DCT, is that it would easily slot into the 880 family, but it would fill a gap that we have in process control.
Emily, ABB certainly makes quality product, but I'm interested, how modifiable is the DCT 880?
Yeah, great question. We really do, especially with the 880 portfolio, as we mentioned earlier, with the different types of product that roll up under this family, there is a lot you can modify with it. It's our most streamlined and our most modern offering in the market right now. The DCT 880 is capable of all major field bus protocols that you're looking for out in the market. So with respect to modifiable, you know, I want a Bluetooth control keypad, but I also want to be able to speak the same protocol that I can communicate with other devices within my network in my plant. So, you know, field bus protocols and communication and things like Bluetooth for ease of user use is really important to us and is showcased in this product family. Other things like IEC programming and application programming, we're capable of those things with the DCT. So one of the things that sets us apart with this product is the ability both for a user to pick it up and use application programming, or otherwise known as function block programming, or if we have a relatively skilled user who knows exactly what kind of programming they want to be doing, we do have IEC programming available so they can completely from scratch set up the program that they're looking to have control their process.
Okay, that's great. Emily, this is good stuff. So I got to know, can you share some of the success stories that we've seen with this product?
Yeah, absolutely. So this product, we talked about electrification in certain types of industry. We have a couple examples with regards to the steel and aluminum industry. We talked about the annealing parts of that process. So depending on the customer and their fuel source for annealing, as an example, annealing really needs to be tightly controlled in order to ensure that the product coming out the back end is of a good quality. So that's one of the places that we've seen success with a product like this. A customer is used to the ABB quality of product, and slotting in something like the electrification of an annealing process in the aluminum or steel industry has been one place that we've seen good outcomes. Another example would be the commercial baking industry. So depending on the type of food production, customers will oftentimes use a gas-powered oven. But we have an OEM that is making electric ovens specifically for the making of breads and cookies and pastries and things like that. So this customer decided to electrify their process, and they now sell electric ovens. So things like that, if a customer is looking for, again, a baked good that you're selling to a consumer market, or maybe you have regulations within the food and beverage industry that you have to report data that you're gathering from your process. Heaven forbid if something ever goes wrong and you're liable to report that data, or just for, you know, your own process efficacy, or you're recording data for a food or a beverage process. That would be another example, would be electrification of baked goods or of grain moving or grain drying, things like that. We've seen some success with this product there as well.
Wow, that's great. Just you talking about proper heat control with metals, with food product, I just got to think the lost product if your temperature is not properly controlled. So what a saver this product is. Emily, this has been great. Thank you so much for speaking with me about the solutions of the DCT-880 controller and really what it brings to the heating application market.
Absolutely, Mike. Yeah, thanks for having me. We're excited about this product and really believe that it fits in a gap in our portfolio and can get out there and help customers reach their sustainability goals by way of electrifying heating process.
That's great. So for the listeners that have an electrified heating process, they're going to want to know where to go for more information. So can you share where someone can find out more about this product?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you visit abb.com/drives/DC, there's an entire landing page there of our whole DC drive portfolio. And of course, the DCT 880 is one of our flagship products there. You'll find flyers and a lot more information. We also have a YouTube video that is new just in the last couple of months that is showcasing where the DCT can be used and what type of products it can communicate with. So we have a really nice video out there on YouTube. If you search ABB DCT 880, that video should easily pop up for you.
Oh, great. Great. All right. So we're going to stop right there. Thanks again, listeners, for tuning in to the ABB Solutions podcast. Have a great rest of your day.